Amen. Blessing to be back with you this evening. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Joshua, chapter number one, the book of Joshua, chapter number one. Book of Joshua, chapter one, we'll begin reading in verse number one. Bible says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." You may be seated. We'll go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful for the privilege and opportunity to be back in your house this evening. And God, I pray that you would take your word and feed us from it. And Lord, without you, we can do nothing. God, I pray that you would help us. God, I pray that you'd fill us full of your spirit. Lord, I pray that you'd give us wisdom. And God, I pray that you might speak to someone's soul here this evening. Lord, we'll give you the glory, the honor and the praise for all that you do, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we come into the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we find a lot of things changing. We find a lot of things transpiring. We find that Moses is dead and the torch is being passed to Joshua. And the day that we've come into, we're seeing the passing of a generation of men of God, of women of God, those that know and have walked with God for many years. They are beginning to pass on and go to the other side of glory. And we find that in the day that we live in, that it is time for some Joshuas to step up to bat. It is time for some of God's children to take responsibility and stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. We find in the first chapter, in the last chapter of Deuteronomy, in chapter number 24, in those latter verses, in verse 9, it says, "And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and all his land. And in all the mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel." Man, that's some big shoes to fill. Amen. Amen. The only way a man can fill the shoes of those that's past is to be full of the presence of God. Amen. Be full of the spirit of wisdom. God was no less powerful when Moses died than when he was alive. Amen. God is no less powerful when one of his servants, one of his preachers, one of his children dies and pass off the scene When the man of God dies, when a child of God dies, nothing of God dies with them. Amen. Can you imagine Joshua in the state that he was in, saying, I am not worthy to take this place. Amen. There's none of us worthy but by the grace of God. You find that Joshua, some things about him. He was born in the land of Egypt. He knew what it was like to be under the slavery and the bondage of sin. He knew what it was like that Passover night when the blood was applied to the door and the death angel had to pass. He knew what it was like to walk in the presence of God. Amen. How many in here have ever walked in the presence of God? Do you fellowship with your Savior? Do you know Him? Have you spent time with Him? Well, what you have done spending time with Him must be prepared to be taught to the next generation. Amen. This generation is slipping farther and farther away from the Lord. They know nothing of the power of the Holy Ghost. They know nothing of walking in the presence of God. They know nothing of the holiness of God. Why? A failure to be taught by the last generation. Amen. It is our privilege, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to prepare the next generation to lead for the glory of God. You say, well, I believe Christ is soon coming. Well, I believe you too. I believe He is. But Christ is not done with His church. Amen. Christ has not come back yet. He is not finished. He has promised that there'll be a generation until He returns. Amen. Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Amen. He's not done. In the book of Joshua, you'll find that he was a slave in the land of sin in Egypt. He was a soldier. He was an experienced soldier. He fought many battles under the command of Moses. Amen. We've lived into a day to where when the man of God dies, the fighting stops. Amen. When the man of God passes on the scene, those that held the line, people throw up their hands and say, we don't want a fight. We don't want this battle that our predecessor had. Amen. Because the man of God passes or a child of God passes, I don't care how bad this generation gets, it is no time to quit being a soldier and fighting against the devil and the powers of hell. Amen. If anything else, it is a time that we should fight harder and give it more than we have ever given before. Amen. He was an experienced soldier. He was experienced in leading. He was a servant. He was an experienced servant. He served. He served Moses. He served the man of God. He gave it all he had. We find that he was a spy. Does anybody remember how many spies that Moses sent into the land of Canaan? He sent 12. And 10 of them came back, the Bible says, with an evil report. There is no way that we can march forward. There's no way that we can have what God has promised us because there is a battle and because there is giants in the land. Caleb and Joshua came back and said, the Lord will give us this victory. Yeah. They came back with a good report. He was positive in his thinking. Why? Because he knew that God was on his side. What does the Bible say, children of God? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. There was Joshua. He was positive in his walk. And we see through the book of Joshua, you'll find three things repeated. You'll find the land of Egypt, you'll find the wilderness, and you'll find the land of Canaan. And in these representations, I believe the land of Egypt, being the land of sin, being separated from what God would have you to have, they were separated in the land of Egypt, but they wandered in the wilderness. You'll find the wilderness as a type and a picture of backsliddenness in one's heart. Going round and round and round in circles, but never going anywhere. Never going all the way back to Egypt, but never going all the way into God's promised land. He had spent enough time in the wilderness with the children of God to know that, hey, I'm sick of this. 40 years is enough. I want nothing else to do with this backslidden wilderness. Amen. And when God's people get fed up with going round and round and round and round in circles, and staying in the same place and never getting anywhere, you know what they'll do? They'll fight. And they should fight and go forward into the land of Canaan. And I believe the land of Canaan not to be a picture of heaven, but a picture of the Spirit-filled Christian life. Amen. A walk in the promise that God has given us here. God did not intend for us to walk in sin or walk in a state of coldness, but He intended us to be as close to Him as we possibly can. Amen. And it was a fight. It was a battle. It was never promised that it would be easy. But Joshua here, all these things in his mind saying, Lord, how can I fill these shoes? How can I lead this next generation into the place that you have promised your children? It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. He promised him in verse 3 that everywhere that the sole of your foot shall tread, I will give unto you. Church, God has promised us a walk with Him. Amen. Say, I've heard it said before, well, the days of revival are over. We're just here to hang out until the Lord comes and get us. The days of God really moving again or really walking close to Him, those are over. That's a lie from the devil. Amen. That is not the least bit true. But now, even more, it is promised that we can walk with Him. The same God that was with Moses is not limited to the Old Testament. Amen. Same God that led Joshua was not limited to the Old Testament. Praise God, that's the same God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He said from the wilderness, He brought them out. It's time to go. Verse 5, He says, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Joshua's name, it means salvation. Amen. Joshua was going to be the salvation of the children of Israel to conquer what they were promised. He said there would not be any man be able to stand before thee. I can see him saying, Lord, I am not qualified. I am not able to do these things. And you know he saw what the children of God did to the to Moses, the man of God. Amen. You know what got them in the wilderness? Moses smiting the rock, but they grumbled. They complained all the way through. Can you imagine leading a massive crowd of God's children through the wilderness? Amen. You know what you'd hear a lot of? That chicken was cold. Did you eat them beans? They didn't have any salt on them. I mean, it was one thing after another. And can you imagine sitting back and watching a man lead the children of God and seeing the abuse that he took, the hatred that was shown, but yet day after day he kept marching on and on and on. It's one reason why most people are afraid to go forward with the Lord is because they know that there's going to be some hard things to face. But you know what Joshua saw? He didn't see Moses give up. He saw Moses stay faithful even when he had to lead the children of Israel in the wilderness. He stayed faithful to God. Say, well, I'm not called to preach. I can't sing. I don't teach Sunday school. But you know what you can be? You can be faithful. You can pray. You can be faithful to the Lord. You can lead in faithfulness. There are so many ways to lead. There are so many ways lacking in this generation. Amen. God has got a place for you to lead in this Christian walk. Amen. There he was. He saw all the things that befell Moses and said, Lord. And it's always in the back of a man's mind to doubt. Or at least it is mine. Amen. Lord, I can't do this. And God reminded him, Moses didn't do it. I did it through Moses. Amen. Say, well, I can't be as great as them. None of us can, but it's through the grace of God and through His strength alone. It says, I want you to notice through here how many times it says, I will not fail thee, and to be of good courage. Commandments it's given. It says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. It goes again in verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Amen. I want to bring to your attention that Joshua conquered the land of Canaan with about five books of the scripture, by five books of the Bible. Amen. How many do we have? We got the full canon. We got all 66. How much more are we be able to conquer the land of Canaan spiritually in our hearts? Moses commanded him one commandment from the man of God. He pleaded with Moses, or Moses pleaded with him, do not forsake my law. Do not compromise on the law that God has given you. Turn not to the right or to the left. Amen. What do you see so much of in this generation? They have left the Bible. They have left the standard. They have left singing in the Holy Ghost. They have left and they have turned to the right hand or to the left. If the devil can get you satisfied with something that is similar to walking with God, it's not quite the real thing, but close enough for you to feel like it's okay, you will be in a mess. Amen. The devil is in the business of the game, let's make a deal. You don't have to put up smoke screens and purple lights, but let's put in a little bit different Bible. Let's change around the standard of how we're to live and to act a little bit. Amen. May I say, if you get your Bible off, then everything else is right behind it. Amen. This is God's word, and it is not to be tampered with. God has some very strong things to say about those that have changed the words of His scripture. This is His holy word that He has given to us to read and to be right there with Him. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Prospering in God's eyes is a little different than prospering in the world's eyes. Amen. They say, live your best life, claim this scripture, your bank accounts will grow, and praise God, God will bless His people. But I think that some of them have took the scripture and twisted it for their own benefit. Say amen right there. Amen. He said, thou will prosper. What is prospering in the life of a child of God? Walking close to Him, having peace, and being in fellowship with the Father. We are commanded not to turn from the right hand or to the left. You know what Joshua did? He didn't turn. All the way through this book, he did not turn away from God's commandment. He did not turn away from His law. And what happened? He took the land of Canaan. He defeated his enemy. If we are going to defeat the enemy, we must stay in His law. We must stay in prayer. We must stay close to the Lord. Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Not only did he say not to turn from his commandment, but he said, let it not depart out of your mouth, and to meditate on it day and night. Have you ever heard it said, you are what you eat? Amen. If I eat McDonald's three times a day for the next 3 months, when I come back, my face is probably going to be just a little bit more round. Amen. I'm probably not going to be able to fit in these same britches. I am what I eat. I'm going to turn into a McDonald's cheeseburger. Amen. Well, during the week when you're outside of church, you are what you eat spiritually. Do you ever open your Bible? Do you ever pray? Do you ever think about the things of God outside the four walls of the church? And I'm not trying to be condescending or mean, because I'm guilty myself. I ask you, what do you do with God's word? What do you do with His book? Do you meditate? Do you think on it? Do you take time to spend with Him? Or is the only time that you think about the Lord is 30 minutes before you have to leave for church? And while the choir's singing and the preacher's preaching, then he's forgotten about the rest of the week. Amen. An army marches on its stomach. So does the army of the Lord Jesus Christ spiritually. You cannot fight without His Word. You cannot fight without being filled with His presence. And you say, well, this battle is hard. It is hard, but it'd be so much easier if we filled ourselves with His Word and His presence. Amen. Do not let it depart out of thy mouth, but meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. Most people don't know enough about the Word of God sitting in churches across the country to even live by His Word. But it was commanded that they should take heed. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then what? Thou shalt have good success. What do you need to have good success when you were trying to live closer to the Lord? Be more spiritual. Well, it says here, not to turn from His Word and to meditate in His Word. What is the key? His Word. Not what someone says about His Word. Amen. Or someone said something about this, but about what He says in His Word. Amen. I'm for commentaries and I'm for things of that nature, but there's nothing like just you and the Lord and your Bible. Amen. It says in verse number 9, lastly, he said, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The Lord didn't ask him. He said, all right, Joshua, I need you to be courageous here, buddy. Give me all you got. He said, no, Joshua, I command thee, be of good courage. Child of God, when you think about leading the next generation, when you think about their spiritual well-being and where they're going to be, you say, I'm afraid. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little antsy. How am I supposed to represent God through His Word? But He's commanding, do not be afraid. Be thou courageous. He will guide you. He will help you. Amen. I command thee, be strong and of good courage. The day that we've lived into, especially in the men, we've lived into an effeminate generation. Amen. Where masculinity is shamed, where men have become sissies. Well, they have, you know what I mean? They out there, they don't chop wood anymore. They're afraid to jam a fingernail and everything else. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. It's sickening. We have raised an effeminate generation of men. There he commanded, be strong and of good courage. We've got enough sissies and enough people that's turned their back. Amen. This, the call to God, the call to lead a generation is not the one of weakness. It's not one for the faint of heart. But is those who are strong in the Scriptures and strong in His Word. Amen. Be strong. Be courageous. For our hope is not in ourselves, but it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be thou strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. What does the Bible say about fear? The Lord hath not given us the spirit of fear, of love, and a sound mind. Amen. If God doesn't give you the spirit of fear, who does? The devil. Amen. Fear will mess with your decisions. It'll make you mess up when you get afraid. But always remember, trust in the Lord. He said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Do not be disappointed. So easy to get disappointed when you're trying to do things right with the Lord. But you know what? Every bit of it's a part of His plan. Every bit of it's in His hand. Amen. I love that children's song. He's got the whole world in His hand. Amen. It's not a problem or a surprise for the Lord. Be not dismayed because it is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Whether he be in the wilderness or whether he be fighting in the battlefields in the land of Canaan, whether it be right here, right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, or whether it be across the world to the heathen tribe, God is still in control. He is still with his children wherever they go, wherever they may be. He is with us. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. And as Joshua was, as Joshua led children of God, may we be prepared to lead the next generation into the land of Canaan. May we be prepared to train this generation to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't teach them, I promise you the school system is. I promise you the public workplace is. Everyone around this generation is teaching them something. Are you teaching them of the Lord Jesus Christ? May we not be guilty of falling off, but may we be prepared to fight in this next generation. You know, there is, in the book of Joshua, there are so many ups and downs and battles and excitement. The life with Christ, the life that Joshua lived, it was not a boring life. Amen. Amen. You serve the Lord. You teach. You fight. You give these scriptures. Amen. You're going to have some interesting things happen to you. Amen. It's all right. The Lord is there every step of the way. May we serve Him. May we do what is necessary to lead this next generation toward the cause of Christ.
Thank you, brother. That's good.